Okay, so learning here today, Yadayim, Perdal, the Mishnah Vav. Oimim, Tzidoikim, Koilum, Onwell, Nech, we have a complaint, Purushim Shatem. Oimim, you say, Kisvei HaKodesh, Mitamen, Es HaYadayim. Okay, so you want Chazra or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Sifri Hameiros, Sifri Hameiros, let's say, Sifri Abikursus. Abikursus, Eimim, Es HaYadayim. That's the only complaint you have against us. The bones of the atzmos yochlan koin gadol tumeim. How could it be then that the bones of a donkey is tahar, and the bones of a human being is tameh? Just like the same exact thing, principle, as when it comes to kisvei kodesh.
Right,
so what's the answer? Because of love, a human being is beloved. Chiba,
so
you say submission, submission.
What?
Right. He's giving the answer for them. He's really quoting a Mishnah Perkei Avos. Is Chav Adam Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem.
Right.
Chiba Yisera Shenoy Das Loi Shenivra B'Tzelem. It's the Mishnah Perkei Avos.
Therefore,
you see the Shtaltzu.
Yeah.
Chiba Son Hich Tu Masan. That's a very good Shtaltzu. It's a Chiddush. I don't say it in the Parshim. It's a Chiddush.
Yeah.
Chibasan he to masan. Shloyase Adam atzmais avimo tar vados a spoon for soup. Therefore, it would be good in order that a person should not go take the bones of his parents and use it as a spoon. That's why Chazal said that the bones of a human being are going to be tamei. You should not be mezalzel in the kvoid of the man.
Amalohem,
Amalohem. Therefore, he said. Therefore, that you answered Yom Kasha. Af kisya kodesh lefi chibasan he to masan. Since Sifrei Kodesh are chaviv, are precious, we don't want people to take a Sifrei Torah and use it as a saddle. The Sifrei Ameiros, Sheinim Chibas, and Einim Tamei Seyidayim. I'm mistaken.
We have
Tainus
on you.
Tainus.
Right?
Yeah. Shatem Metarim Es HaNitzayk. You're without the Nitzayk. Now, what is a Nitzayk? Nitzayk is when it flows. When the liquid flows. Here we have this very good picture. Okay.
All right. Nitzayk.
Okay, mashketame. So let's say it's flowing. Let's say you touch. Let's say you touch the buzz line. Does the liquid inside become tame? No. Even though it's connected, yes, that becomes tame. Gravity, whatever is down is tame. But if the sheretz touches the flow over here, the liquid inside is tar. If you were to take it away, and then turn it back up. What's ever inside remains tar. Yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So what's the kasha? Why? Why is that so?
Yeah,
let's see the papers over here. The papers over here. The Gahatim. Agav, HaMishnah Kodemes, maybe Muvoyim, Mishnah, Mishnah, Yishnah, HaMissayem, Mishnah. As we chuchim achem other debates. Shoy ben had stokim la proshim, I'm stokim, Kogon olechem, Rushim, Shetamitamis and Nitsa, Kiluach, Mashkim, Mimikli, Okli, Koin Hamoare, Mashkim, Mikli, Tome, Mash, and Nisha, Mikli, Tangalion Tar.
Okay?
Shanitsa, why? Shanitsa, Anitsa, Anitsa, Gazanachibor. I'm Rim, Purushim, Kogon on Walechem, it's Sidaikim. We have a complaint against you. You hold it a stream, a river. If a river is tar, how could you hold a river as tar?
Another, this is another time they have.
No, this is the time. This is the answer. The Purushim now coming to answer the question with an answer.
Okay.
What do you say about if you have a cemetery? And in the cemetery, there's a mayon, there's a fountain. And the fountain comes out of the cemetery and goes out into the street. Is the fountain tame or tar? You hold it, it's tar. Why is it tar? It's coming from a cemetery. A cemetery is tame. So you hold, no, it doesn't make a difference. Why? However, Mayon.
So that means that everybody holds it.
Everyone holds it, exactly. Of course. You just need to play with them.
Yeah.
You have a complaint against us. Ach Mayon, Ubar, Mikv, Mbar, a pit, Mikve Mayim, a collection of water, Yihiye Tahar. Vahare Zedoyme, Lenitzak, Shemitzase, Noigiabit, Toma. So therefore, a stream that flows out of a cemetery is really no different than a nitzlik that comes from a kli that is tar. So just like the water, if you go and you touch the water out, it's tar. So too, you see a precedent in halacha that just because a sheretz touches a body of water, a liquid does not automatically mean that every part of liquid is tame. This is not a real answer. It doesn't make any sense to answer. It's just to go refute them according to their own perverted logic. The MS. This is no comparison. Amasamayim. It's a whole new different ball game. You hold that if my axe gores your axe, we have to pay nezek shalim.
Right.
But go on a date with a woman or a date with a slave. A pigia is called a date in Hebrew. Man Hebrew. What is it called? Is it called a pigia? Raw. They're evil. You have my son. Evil. So see what it says over here? In Isha. However, Isha pigias and raw. Hachayvel when you go and you damage them. If you meet up with them, pigias means if you meet up with them, if you get into some type of incident, What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm trying to figure out.
Pigiyasan ra. If you get it, a pigiya means.
What's the incident?
Damages. You damage them or they damage
okay,
a
so
scuffle.
That's
some type of scuffle. A scuffle. Ho'eved vo'isha pigiyasan ra. Ha'choyvel bochem chay. If I damage them, get into an accident, a car accident with them, with a woman or a slave. I am chayef to pay full damages to anything that I caused them. The heimishachav lubachmar. Let's say they caused me damage, they're peturim. So what do we see? We see that if an eved or an ineved damages a human being, an eved is potter. I don't get any money. Why don't I go to the owner? Why don't I say to the owner of the eved, listen, it's your eved, you are responsible. Give me the money for the damages because it's your slave. No, the halacha is if your slave caused damage, I don't get nothing, not from the slave and not from the master. Yet if your axe, the axe of a person causes damage or a donkey, then I get full compensation. Doesn't make any sense. Ma im shori v'chamori sha'ani chay bohem sha'eni chayev bohem mitzvois. An axe and a donkey, they're not an object upon which I perform a mitzvah. And yet, if they cause damage, they are chayiv. Hare ani chayiv in niskan. So, l'shalem tashlum in niskan. Avdi v'amosi sh'ani chayiv b'chem mitzvahis. L'chayim ha'mitzvahis k'ay mitzvahis milah. And a slave, I have an obligation to do on a slave milah. Mitzvah sh'v'yisosoy b'shabbos. A slave is a chefsa de mitzvah. So I should be chayiv in their damages. Kolom ain't a kavuchaymer she'ani chayiv l'shalim es niskam. Yeah, the kavuchaymer.
Yeah.
Amul chaymer haprushim l'tzukim lo. Ain't the kavuchaymer. Im atem b'shavu chamari should be chayiv in niskam she'ain b'chem das. L'tzchavim l'havtzid mom and l'bogim. We have no das. That's why I'm going to be chayiv. Taimu ba'avdi v'amosi chayim taimu she'chayiv in niskam she'avdi mosi. You can't give it because an object.
Your hand because it can't see the print. Your fist is black.
So therefore, how can you compare the two? Sheshachem das. Yicholim lahazik b'chavon kudei lahavsedin b'momen. She'im aknitaim. If I'm going to anger, now what's the logic? Here he explains the logic. If I'm going to provoke the slave, so evet or yisro amah yelich v'yalik gidishoy shel acher. If I get the slave angry, if the master gets the slave angry, what's the slave going to take revenge? The slave will go and torch someone else's property. And then who's going to have to pay for it? The master. So if the halacha was taka true, if your halacha was correct, if we would allow that the master pays for the damage of a slave, then there's a very great danger. Because if the master does not serve the slave a good, delicious, sumptuous repast, then the slave will go and take a match and torch someone else's property and cause a $1 million loss, and the one that's going to have to pay the $1 million will be the
Baal.
So therefore, in order to protect the master of the slave, Chazal said, if the slave causes damages, I do not have to pay. I am exempt. They chayav l'shalim. Therefore, chavu chachamim, halacha, she'ein haba'olim chayav b'tashim nizkam sh'abod v'amosam v'chein amma mevua v'hatam b'gemara shema yakintenu ha'viyel rabba v'yelich v'yanlich v'yidisha shal chavera v'nim sizim chayav v'shrabba v'me'amone v'chol yoyim. Okay? This has the mission inside. The whole Mishnah. Oymim tzedokim. I have a cold. You're going to get a cold sitting next to me. I'm in tzedakim. Yeah, now you're afraid of me now, right? I'm a radiation over here. I'm in tzedakim. The tzedakim say, Kailu no, that we have a good against you. The Purushim, Shatav, I'm in tzedakim. It's nitzvaik. If you a tumor touches the nitzvaik, it's tahar. I'm in haPurushim. What's the problem? Kailu lima nu alech. We have a good against you. Am I in your seats? Come on, we have going to get to the tzedakim. Shatem metarmes ha'amasamayim. Yes, a kash on us. Al is a kash on you. According to your logic, so why then is a stream that comes above based on kavaras? Oymim hat tzedakim. The tzedakim respond. And what do they say? Oymim hat tzedakim. The tzedakim respond. Koyvun v'alechem apushim. Another complaint. My axe or donkey damages, I'm chayiv. Yet the avi that must be shezigu peturim, how could that possibly be? And for the end of the pushim, the part of the kalvachemer, kalvachemash mi chayiv. Morim shoevachamosh, any chayiv behem mitzvah, is there objects where there's no mitzvah, which is not true, you should know. Because a shar, oichesiv, oiz kiivalade, shivas yom tachas ima, you can't shaft ois of yes benoi. There are many mitzvahs do with an axe. Many mitzvahs. A chamor, ki sire chamor, achicha, roiv sintachas masoi, lesucha lehisalim, ozev tazev imai. So a chamor is a cheftishal mitzvah, as so is a shar. So what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says a shar and a chamor is not a cheftishal mitzvah. I'll show you many. Lesach le shar v'chamor yachtav. Lesach le shar v'chamor yachtav. How could the Mishnah say this? There's so many mitzvahs that you do to shar v'chamor. It's a cheftish of the mitzvah. I don't know the answer. Moim shavachamor shani is any chay b'chem mitzvah is chadi any chay bin is niskan avdi v'amosi shani chay b'chem mitzvah is but v'ket not chay b'chem mitzvah is it's their mitzvah not chay b'chem mitzvah do bris mila it's their bris mila I happen to be the one who does the bris mila you can argue for v'ket alright avdi v'amosi shani chay b'chem mitzvah is Shabbos and bris mila ein edin shehei chay bin niskan. Can't compare the two. Imat amarte bishav chamar sheim chem daas. They have no intellect. Taimu ba'avdi ba'amosi sheish lam daas. But when it comes to my avid and I'm of daas, what's the kasha? Im akni. If I'm going to provoke them, yelech they will go. V'yalik gedisha shel yelech v'yalik gedisha shel ach shel achar ve'chayev l'shalem. If I'm going to be chayiv, then they're going to provoke. It's also kash. It's also an answer, but kash. He's answering them according to their corrupt logic.
Correct.
Next Mishnah. Omar Tzedaki Galili. It's Tzedaki Yeshua begun in the city of the Galil. Mi Galil. The Yesh Garson Khan of the Samach Min Galili. Chayiv on Yalechem, I have a complaint against you. Shatem Goy Koysim Es Amoshal. Shatem Koysim. As Hamoishel Emoishel beget. What does that mean? She koisim beget as Hazman Lecheshon Shnois Hamelech Hamoishel Hayinu Kach Lekach Lemelech Kloini. Dates. How do we date a document? Eksuba. Leminyin. We date it from Brias HaOilam. Okay, but that's a Nayazach. It used to be they used to date the Shtaros in Tom Shaban Zvam of the kings.
No.
What?
No.
And then what happened after Chumais Hamigdash, they dated the Shtaros from the Zman HaChorban. Zman HaChorban. And I don't know, somehow we stopped doing that. Now we date from Brias HaOilam, and the truth is, Machlokes, there are two Brias HaOilam. You count it from Brias Adam or Brias HaOilam. Okay. So you did to get Hamoshel means a king that was like Moshe. It means a melech. The get goes to get says man. A get, by the way, means a document. A get does not only mean a divorce. A get is a general word in the Mishnah, which means a document. Okay, so Christ was a great beginning, says, man, was Chosh Shreis, Moch Mashal, high in the Kachal, Kachal, Moch Moini. And when Sevek and Christ, him, Kedas Moshe, at the end of the game, he already got it by marriage. Harat and Kudesh, Shasli, Bitabazu, Kedas Moshe, of Yisrael. And a get, Oichet, it says, it was Kedas, the law of Moshe of Yisrael. He will know that. It's the same Das. Das to go in, Das to go out. Same Das. The law to go in, go out, Moshe of Yisrael. Hare, Gnai Hadavu Moshe. It's a Gnai. It's not nice. It's not nice for Moshe that you did a document, you relate a divorce. A divorce is the Mizbeach, is married to Moshe. And you have to relate it to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Pshat?
What? What's the time?
It's not a nice thing. It's not a kavod. It's not a kavod for the Melech. It's not a kavod for the Melech to date all Yitzaras to the Melech. It's a kavod to the Melech to date the good things. By Chasna, Simcha, you want to date the Melech to the Valdek. You want all the Tsaras, the Klal Yisrael, to the Melech. What does he have to do with it? Why are you blaming the king for your problems?
Good.
Yeah. I'm pretty ashamed. Kavod on all Echad, Tzleiki Golot, Tzlif, Leisadak, Tim, Shatem, Kaisim, Esam, Moishel, Lema, Hashem, Bevdaf. You relate to Shabbat, Oysadav, Vitaros, Kaisim, Esam, Hashem, Ham, Moishel, Reboim, Shem, Hashem.
Pick it up again tomorrow.
What?
Pick it up tomorrow. Oh, it's almost finished.